Speak, O Lord, thy servant heareth. To thy word I now give heed, life and spirit thy word beareth, all thy word is true indeed. Death's dread power in me is rife. Jesus, may thy word of life fill my soul with love's strong fervor, that I cling to thee forever. I grew up singing that hymn verse from the Lutheran hymnal. And whenever I did, I imagined little Samuel lying down in the temple and actually being called by God, actually hearing the voice of the Lord. And whenever I thought about that, I tried to imagine what I would do if ever I was in a similar situation. If God spoke to me, would I have the heart and the faith of young Samuel? Under similar circumstances, would I have the same confidence, the same courage, and yes, the same presence of mind to say the same thing that Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." You see, the word of the Lord was rare back in those days, and Samuel is only beginning to learn and understand what a blessing that word is. It is true, it is powerful, it can do what it says. Samuel is just now discovering this, and we know from the scriptural account that as he grows, he learns to listen to this word and to speak this word and to act on this word. And because of this, the word of the Lord is with Samuel, and so the Lord is with Samuel, and the Lord lets none of his words fall to the ground. What Samuel discovered about the word of the Lord back then is even clearer for us today. Yes, it is true. Yes, it is powerful. Yes, it does what it says. But it is even more than that. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, who is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. In other words, whenever and wherever preachers are approaching a biblical text and praying and saying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," well, that is where good things actually do happen. Foolishness gives way to wisdom. Darkness gives way to light. Despair gives way to hope. Doubt gives way to faith. And why? Because whenever and wherever preachers preach the word of the Lord, that is where Jesus Christ himself shows up. And whenever and wherever Jesus shows up, good things do happen. Good things, mind you, but not always easy things or happy things or painless things, or safe things. You see, God's word is not about just sweetness and light. There is another side of receiving the word of the Lord. It is the challenging, difficult, unsettling, upsetting, and potentially dangerous side of sharing God's words with people that we also get. For example, this email update I got not long ago from one of our recent grads. "Being a pastor in a rural setting is wonderful," he writes, "and yet it brings many unique challenges for ministry. Most difficult of all is confronting sin. I had a couple living together, and my elder said, 'Don't mention it or address it. Just let it work itself out.' I've discovered that a statement like this is really code for, I don't want you to upset my nephew or daughter or son-in-law or cousin or miscellaneous family member. He goes on, I confronted sin anyway, in the cab of a combine. I exercised patience and tact, and even got the farmer to admit, I don't know why I'm talking to you about this. I've never talked to anyone about this. My brothers and sisters, saying and doing the word of truth and saying and doing it in love is the life and lifestyle into which God called Samuel. It is also the life and lifestyle into which he calls each of us over and over again. Despite whatever detriment, discomfort, or danger may come from doing so, this is who we are, and this is where we stand. But we never stand alone. Because whenever and wherever the word of the Lord is spoken and lived out, there the word made flesh is also present and active. If you love me, Jesus says, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, Jesus says. I will come to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.